Hello.
Hello, we're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. I assure you that we're not selling anything and that the interview will only take a few minutes. Your response will remain strictly confidential, and to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age?
Yeah, I'm 41.
Thank you so much. The media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, Black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
White.
Thank you so much. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
Thanks. And are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
I am.
Thank you. There was an election in Ohio on November 7, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
I did.
Thank you. It's still a long time away, but the next mayor election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely will you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely, not likely at all?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you so much. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
I wouldn't be able to answer that question.
Okay, not a problem. When did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election date, a few days before? On the past election for November? A few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, a month before the election?
I would say probably a month before the election.
Okay, thank you. In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in these elections in Ohio?
It will be based on who is running.
The previous ones, the ones that were running on November.
I voted for women's rights to have an abortion.
Okay. Abortion. Okay, thank you very much for letting us know that.
Yep.
Now, the next one. Here's a summary of one of the issues of the year's polluting Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue number one, the summary is that provided state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decision, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatments, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposes amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decision. Based on that summary, how did you vote on issue number one? Did you vote yes or no?
I believe it was no that I voted, because I think yes put you... it was... When you break it down like that, I can't really confirm, but I think it was no, because yes would have been to give the state the right to take those privileges and make that decision for you. No would have allowed you the reproductive right.
Can you write it down? Give me a moment. Okay, thank you so much. You put it no on issue number one in the November 7 election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to vote on issue number one? On election date, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Oh, months before the election.
Thank you. I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. English Language TV ads, Spanish Language TV ads, English Language Radio ads, Spanish Language Radio ads, English Language Online Digital ads and videos like YouTube, Spanish Language Online Digital and ads videos, social media like TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to my door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, short social clubs or community groups. Which of those did you experience?
Probably all of the above in English. I mean, it's just something that you pay attention to, I think, from all perspectives or all, you know, all advertisement, all of the above, really.
Okay. Let me add that. When considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Do you believe it from friends or family, healthcare, medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, clerics, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities, social media, influencers?
Medical professionals.
Thank you so much. Do you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to November 7 election in Ohio that is specifically impacted on or if you voted in this election?
No, I don't. Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you will vote on issue number one?
Hold on, please.
Sure. Not a problem.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here. So I was saying, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you will vote on issue number one?
No.
Thank you so much. May I know the reason why?
I mean, I'm firm in my stance when it comes to women's rights.
Okay. Okay, I just write it down. Thank you so much. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote?
No.
Thank you. May I know the reason why?
Because it's important to vote.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue number one debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. The first one is, your daughter is young, vulnerable online, you fear divorce, push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortion or sex changes, meaning you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I don't really know. I would have to really think about it. I think that those questions are complicated. I would need to know more about, I would need to really sit there and think about that before making a decision. I think when abortion comes into play, I don't have an issue with that at all. But as far as allowing kids to have sex changes, I don't know where I stand on that yet.
Okay, I understand. No worries. Let me go with the next one. Legal expert says issue number one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons. Not just to protect the life of the mother, many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately choose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no to issue number one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Again, I don't really know. Unfortunately, I'm kind of in the middle of something, so I think some of those questions I'm not going to be able to answer.
It's okay. No,
I mean, I guess, yeah.
It's okay. But I really appreciate your taking the time to help us. We're about to finish. Let me go with the next one. Yes. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions, but if issue number one passes in the 9 months, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats opposed to late-term abortions allowed under issue number one. Join them by voting no on issue number one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Yeah, like, again, I wouldn't be able to answer that.
Okay, no worries. Now, the next one, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our friends, and our family, and the last thing we want is the government making the decisions for us. That's why voting yes on issue number one is so important. In the end, Ohio extreme abortion ban, a ban with no expulsion for rape or incest issue number one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I mean, it seems convincing on that one, but again, it's hard because the information is just being read to me. I would need to read it and make that decision.
Okay, I understand. Now, government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child, never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on issue number one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Again, wouldn't know, would really need to absorb that a little bit.
Okay, thank you so much. Now the next one, which party mostly shares your personal views of the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Democrats, Republicans?
Neither.
Okay. And what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 election?
I wouldn't be able to answer that right now.
Okay, no worries. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues you will say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election, will you choose economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States?
Probably none of the above. Mine's going to be character-based.
Okay, not a problem. Now, will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for your personal?
It will.
Okay. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown and the Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senator or the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom will you vote, or are you currently on the side?
Democratic.
Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for presidential were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, a third party candidate, or are you currently on the side?
Yeah, I would not vote. I would not vote for neither one of them.
Oh, that's why we also have the option for the third-party candidate, or you are still sure?
Yeah, it would be dependent on who that third-party candidate is.
Okay. Thank you for letting me know. May I know the reason why?
Again, it's kind of character-based. I don't support neither one of them. I do not support Donald Trump. And right now, I do not support Joe Biden.
Let me write that down. Okay. Now, just a couple of more questions and we're almost finished with the interview. May I know in what country were you born?
The United States.
Thank you. In what country were your parents and or grandparents born?
The United States.
Thank you so much. Also your grandparents?
The United States.
Okay, thank you. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with, the Democratic Party or the Republican Party or some other party?
The Democratic Party.
Okay. Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
I would say that I'm moderate liberal.
Okay. And what is your annual household income before taxes? Less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, between $75,000 and $100,000, or more than $100,000?
$75,000 and $100,000.
Thank you so much. And I know, what's your gender?
Female.
Thank you so much. That was pretty much it. And thank you very much again for taking the time to take the survey with us. We highly appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good day.
Thank you. Same to you, too. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.